This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I am coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I am the pastor of Church Online. And I say this every week, we are a community of faith, all online based. You can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that a little different. We spell it CHRCH online because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I'm in Romans chapter 8. I've been spending a lot of time in Romans chapter 8. I keep referring people to it. In fact, I just leave it up on my iPad in case I need to refer back to it. There's so much depth. I've heard it referred to as the Holy of Holies of the New Testament. It begins with those incredible words, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." And it ends with that, just that reassurance. I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels or demons, nothing in all of heaven could separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And it begins with that promise of no condemnation, ends with those incredible words, nothing can separate us. A lot of great encouragement in Romans 8, but I want to just zoom into one particular verse, probably the most famous, and I don't know, maybe even the most misunderstood, because it is something we like. We love this verse, but I don't know that we fully grasp it. And of course, we always have to look at it in its fuller context, and it's Romans 8:28. And when I say that, many of you just already know. Maybe you've memorized it as a child. It's, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are called according to his purpose." And if I had to ask you what you thought the most important words are, maybe some of you would say, well, "according to his purpose," or "those who love God," or "all things work together." Maybe. But I want to suggest that the most important part of this is, "and we know." And we know that in all things God works for good to those who are, you know, that, and we know, we're convinced, we're sure. Those three little words, so important. Of course, the first one, "and," would suggest that this is part of a bigger picture. And yes, it is. Really, there's a section on prayer that starts in verse 26, and I want to read the verses just before this. It starts out, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Then, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." So see, the larger picture and what the "and" is there for. And by the way, you really have to read all of Romans 8 because it does build on each other. Even that section in verse 26 starts out likewise. So based on everything we've talked about so far. But as it relates to prayer, the idea is that the Spirit is interceding for us because we don't know how we should pray. We don't know all of the things we should be praying about. And that's true of all of us. There's things going on all around us. And then the second word, "we," and "we know," and part of the larger section, "we." This is about us. This is about the followers of Jesus Christ. This is about the people. As it said, those who are called according to his purpose, those who love God. This isn't just for an unbeliever to pray. In fact, I would say that if we have that thought, you know, we want to share that with someone who's an unbeliever. We have to share the "we." We have to share the "love God," those who love God. We have to share the ones who are called according to his purpose. Yes, all things work together for good, but that's not the end of the story. It's for his people. It's for us. This is a "we" thing. And then that last word, "we know." And we No, we are convinced. And by the way, the Greek word, this is the perfect tense of the Greek word that means to perceive with any of our senses, especially the eyes. So in other words, it's something we have seen or perceive with all of our senses. When we say we know, it's because we know because we have seen. We know because we have experienced. That's where the "we" comes in. Because those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ, we have seen. If you are a follower of Jesus, what have you seen? Oh, I've seen answered prayers. I've seen things that you can't explain except to say God is at work. And then when we get into those kind of situations where we just having a hard time, we're struggling. And I talk to people all the time that just struggle. And some of them struggle with this very idea. Is God really working for good in all of this? Is he working something together? And of course, we have to say what we said before. Do you love God? Are you one of those who have been called according to his purpose? That's the bigger picture. But then those of us that are, we have to be convinced. We have to just know. And we know because we have been through it before. Again, I ask you to think about those things that God has done in your life. What have you experienced? What are things that you have been through before? And then now when I go through this again, oh yeah, this is just like that other incident. This is like what happened last year, last decade, whatever it might be. And then God's going to continue to work in it, as he did in the past. But let me give you another context that fits here too. And we know. We know because we share with one another. I'm talking about the followers of Jesus. I'm talking about his church, his people. We can be convinced also because we've shared this story with someone else. Have you had that experience where you know God was 100% at work in this situation, whatever it might be? You've been through some difficult and rough patches and you saw God come through. You need to share that. You need to remember it. You need to remember it for your own edification, but you also need to share it with the rest of the body of Christ. That's how we can know that God is working together for good, because we together have seen these things. And then when we do come across somebody who maybe is an unbeliever, maybe we come across somebody who is going through the same thing. Maybe they are a believer and they're going through the same thing we have been through. What have you gone through, and when have you seen God at work? That's when you need to share these things. And then it makes these words so much more powerful when you say, I know that God is working together for good because I have seen him, and here's the situation. So this is a challenge. And I said, it's for us to understand this is about prayer. Yes, because we're asking, we're praying, but we're praying not as people that don't know, but people of faith who do know. We can pray. And even when we don't know what to pray, like it said in verse 26, he knows. And when we find ourselves in a situation that seems difficult and challenging, we can know. Because maybe we've heard somebody else's testimony, maybe we remember our own testimony, but we've just got to hang on to that knowledge. God is working together for good in all of this. Whether I could see it or not, whether I understand it or not, whether it's in this life or the next, he's using it all for his glory.